Hi, I'm Harry Reeder, Senior Pastor at Briarwood Presbyterian Church. It's Thursday, time for another slice of fresh bread. Well, we find ourselves in chapter 3 of James. Yesterday, I read a very important verse. Not many of you should become teachers, my brothers, for you know that we who teach will be judged with greater strictness. Well, let me quickly remind you. This text teaches you that if you're not a teacher, don't seek to be a formal teacher in the body of Christ. And the reason why is you're outside of your giftedness, but yet you just put yourself in a place of stricter judgment. All of us as believers will stand before God in the judgment seat of stewardship, not for salvation, but for stewardship. We will give an account of our life and ministry. And when one teaches, they not only have to give an account for the stewardship of their life, but how they instructed and influenced others to lead their lives as well. So, that's what he has said to us. And when he's talking about teachers, that raises one of the great challenges of being a preacher or a teacher is you got to talk. And that means you got to use your tongue. And your tongue has a direct connection to your heart. And as the heart is, so the tongue speaks. And when the tongue speaks, now you got to give an account for not only what you believe in your heart, but what you spoke in your tongue and how it has impacted others. You in all of your life are going to be talking. Now, what is it you should do? Well, you need to get to your heart so the tongue can be bridled. Here's what he says. Not many of you should become teachers, my brothers, for you know that we who teach will be judged with greater strictness. For we all stumble in many ways, so everybody stumbles. There are no perfect Christians. And if anyone does not stumble in what he says, he's a perfect man. Now he just said something. If you can control the tongue, if you control your words, you can control anything and everything in your life. Why would he say that? If anyone does not stumble in what he says, he's a perfect man, able to bridle his whole body. If we put bits in the mouths of horses so that they obey us, we guide their whole body as well. Look at the ships also. Though they are so large and are driven by strong winds, they are guided by a very small rudder wherever the will of the pilot directs him. So also the tongue is a small member, yet it boasts of great things. Well, here he is telling us something about our tongues, that our tongues are small, but they have a gigantic influence. That they have an enormous influence. The way a small bit in the mouth of the bridle of a large horse directs it in wherever it's to go and directs the whole gigantic hundreds and hundreds of pounds of horse flesh, and all of that muscular frame is directed by the bit in that horse's mouth. That little rudder underneath the ship is guiding this gigantic ship and its cargo wherever it wants to go in the hands of the pilot. That's the way our tongue is. So what do we want to do? Well, we want to make sure the pilot's got a hold of our tongue, Jesus. Your tongue's like a rudder. Make sure it's got the right pilot, Jesus. Our mouth needs a bit so that our lives can be guided. My daddy used to say, son, don't let your motorboat mouth overload your hummingbird life. And that is exactly what we do sometimes. Our mouth gets us into trouble and leads us into areas of our life we never should have gone, and maybe we wouldn't have gone if we hadn't said what we said. So deal with the mouth. How do you deal with the mouth? If you deal with the mouth, it has an unbelievable impact on your life. But you deal with the mouth when you deal with the heart. How do you deal with the heart so that it affects what we speak and what we don't say and what we do say? How do you do that? Well, my friends, I am glad you asked, because that is exactly how we're going to end this week tomorrow. Tomorrow, we're going to keep going in James chapter 3, and we're going to find out how the pilot can get a hold of the rudder that is our tongue, how the bit can be put in our mouth. The Lord Jesus puts the bit in the mouth, and he is the bit. The Lord Jesus puts the pilot in place, and he is the pilot. And when he is, then our lives, instead of being directed to sin with our words, can be directed to Christ's glory with words that come from a heart filled to overflowing with God's grace. But that's another slice of fresh bread.
For additional resources from Harry Reeder, download the Briarwood PCA app from your app store.